Welcome to Raw Talk with Lyrical Egg Roll. Today we have
DJ Spontaneous
and also
Lee.
Master Lee. Master Y'all gonna find out why they call him Master Lee in a second, but go ahead, man. Just introduce yourself. Like, what do you be doing? And you know,
I mean,
we'll go down the line.
DJ Spontaneous. I'm in the music industry. I own Spontaneous Entertainment. So, you know, I'll be doing shows. I was doing a lot of shows last year, and then I kind of stopped because, you know, one of the main clubs I was working with, it closed down.
Damn, what happened?
It's called V-Show. And then, you know, there was a lot of things that happened over there.
A lot of bullshit?
Yeah, and then, you know, something with the fire alarms and all that. And something with the,
sound like some shiesty shit went down, baby. What about you?
Me, I do a lot of that before. I come in that country in 1992. There were a lot of defense. That's how there's some illegal shit. That's how I come into prison. I do 29 years. Lost all my time. I feel sorry for my kids because, oh, you know, the father on the side. They need something, I can't give them. I'm in the prison.
You were in prison?
Yeah, that's why I feel sorry for my wife and holding my whole family. 33 years in the wife.
Actually, you said you did 33 years in prison?
No, 29 years.
29 years.
But I left for China, but my wife was waiting for me. He come here, it's really, really. He hold me with him and the kids out.
Well, I mean, okay. That was a lot, you know, at once. Yeah, so let me try to break this down. So you're from China originally.
Yes.
And you just said you did 29 years
in prison. Yeah.
And I mean, I can't even begin to imagine. You haven't seen your son in a long time.
Now my son, at the end, he go, oh, hey, little boy, come and see me.
I was
going
to visit him.
And then my granddaughter say, oh, that's a weird heart, man. He go other side, I go to the inside. That's be way really hot.
So, you know, when I was younger, the only time I saw him was through prison walls. I had to visit him every time. I never saw him in the real world. It was always, you know, in prison when I went to visit him. Until last year when he came out. He just came out last year.
And how old are you?
33.
I left for the challenge in bowling. I did a laugh with bowling. A long time, my wife would hold my son, the whole family. All my wife would visit her. I didn't take her anything. That's why I feel ashamed to be the father. That's why I not go out, the whole family together. I'm going to try to be healthy, go to a little bit job, that's it.
How did you, can you say your first, what's your full name in Chinese? Speak in Chinese if it's more.
What's your Li Yongliang?
That's your name. And, basically, how did you meet your wife?
You know, my wife, well, me and be China married.
You guys married?
I come to China, I pay about 33 grand. That's not legal. I come here. That's called, you bring things for different. You come to that country, all the American law, you don't stand anything. That's why you do some crazy shit.
Crazy. So you came to America first?
Yeah, I come
and
over here.
And then your wife came.
Yeah, my wife will come. Even my wife would come, I would locked up already. I'd be the
person. Locked up already?
Locked up already.
Yeah, I think he got knocked up like what, 1994?
I have first time in 1992. I come out American about 6 months later, I went to prison.
But how did your wife end up coming over?
Come the same thing, I paid 33 grand, same thing.
$33,000? Yes. So Nissan Maxima.
But something like, that's not the, that's the rule. You want to come, you come. He got to bring you stop by stop, the airport come.
So both of you guys paid $33,000 to come, and it was illegal.
They come, that's what right now. Most of the Chinese people still come. Right now, they been coming to Mexico, shit, that things.
How old were you when you met your wife?
I mean, my wife and me were young, little kids. We were school together.
Like childhood.
Yeah, childhood, neighborhoods.
How many girlfriends? I don't even know. How many girlfriends did you have before you met?
Before her? I got. But Chinese is not like this. A lot of girls, they grow up different. I either be to go out on the CD or the girls, but the bus all stay my wife.
So you stayed faithful?
Yeah, I come in that country, and my wife and I here, it was a mistake to get a girls. But Chinese are little for me, that's all brilliant, think it different. But not like that. A girlfriend changed you like a pants, not like this.
How is your, so you said she was pregnant already?
Yeah, now I'm pregnant, now my father called, my uncle be here, called me come out America, that's why I come out.
But what I'm saying is, she was pregnant in China already?
Yeah, pregnant in China.
And then when she came, she gave birth?
Oh, hey, no, no, hey, born already. She
oh,
come,
with,
I was
so
there,
you were
yeah.
born in China?
I was born in China. I came here 2000.
So how old were you when you came to America?
I think about 6, 7 years old.
I was about 8, 9. I was 8 turning 9 when I came here.
Shit, so you must have had it kind of hard. So you
real hard.
That way hard, man. That kid grew up no father, that's a way hard. That's what I feel ashamed.
I grew up, you know, with a single parent mother. She worked real hard. I saw her. She went through a lot.
Aha.
And she's been, you know, single ever since. So it was real hard. And I saw the whole struggle.
Your mom, she waited. She
waited
didn't
a long
date anybody.
Time. No,
she
waited
years.
A long, long time, bro. Yeah,
that's a weird long time. That's what I feel ashamed. You know, how much at 33 is that young lady take her whole life? The way it was.
Do you have any other siblings or?
No, not anyone.
I mean, he has another kid, but, you know, like, different baby mothers.
That's how people mistake. I come to their country first. Come first, you know, you're a single man, those are stupid shit. That's what I mean. I feel ashamed. I scared call that other kids. But you take care of son, nothing. You can't be the father, man. That's not the father, Pete.
Sorry, we're in New York City. This is raw. You know, if there's some noise that's going on or whatever, and, you know, just chop it up to the real shit. So... What I don't want to, you know, get into too many details, but why did you get locked up for 29 years?
A lot of time before I come, you know, you do some robbery or I open some gamble stock in the horse stores. That's how you gonna make money. But I gotta pay the debt.
So prostitution, gambling dens.
Yeah, open the games. So that's a good little thing before. I don't know the law. That's why I thought I paid the money, you'd be all right. I opened up. But everything that was legal. That's why you do some things. I get calls, you know, making a lot of people coming together. That's what people call you against. But me, in a way, against. You know what I'm saying? But that's what you bring. You young, you feel young, but one person be here, you're not feeling nothing. That's what's bad.
What were your charges exactly?
Before you charge you, the kidnapping?
Kidnapping.
Like a robbery.
Robbery.
Like armed robbery.
Why did you get hit with all of that? You think they just caught you red-handed, or how did that process go?
He will call you, but some people you're kidnapping. Some people I had nothing to do. He said, "Yo, you later," but he charged you. I said, "I'm in my face. You know how fucking names." No, don't let matter in no hand. You know.
Sorry. So they caught you on camera.
That but before I get built the kidnapper, he didn't know nobody. I just locked out before the restaurant Sheila thing, everything be there eating. But he called me the inside.
So the cops got him while he was in the Sheraton Hotel right over here on the
Yeah, Main Street. I would eat every dinner, so I go there eat. I bring my girl go to eat. Now you call it.
I mean do you think it was
That's the last time. Like called there that's 1995, December 16th. I never forget that day. But that case, I got nothing to fucking to do. I helped save that man. He called me fucking kidnapping. Well, I let that man go other side. Yo, don't do anything. But, you know, he call you later, but you got a defendant before. You locked that couple times already. He don't believe in you no more.
So
bad guy.
So, you got caught for kidnapping, the person called the police on you, or?
Yeah, he did call the other guy, call it.
Was it another Chinese person?
Oh, he gone. He go to China, go to France, gone.
But the person who called the police on you, was he also involved in criminal activities or?
Now he got the other gamble stuff. My friend go other side, go beat other guys out. Now other than that, the gangs, he know only, but he know me. Yo, you people be here, you have been out. But I'll do you a favor. I said, okay, I'll be there. I'll call and be there.
So it was a setup.
That's
you
a
got set up.
That sounds like a setup, definitely.
That's a not set up. But other men, I know that the other gangs flood dragging. But I know him. I call him, yo, let that man go. Don't do anything. I said, all right, you go pick it up. That's it. I let that man go. Man, he just killed him.
But how did they pin all of those other charges on you?
Charges, before that case, two times already. You know, like I opened a store, police locked down.
You had already had a record.
Yeah, I got two records. That's why you got a record ready, but you're guilty of fucking anything.
So before you got locked up for 29 years.
Now, before I bail out, I go to Rico Island and in 4 months, I bail out. I thought before you got a little bit of money, you'll be all right. You see, you make a bail account. But everything, that's it. No more bail. But that time, you were searched.
In the 6 months that you were in America, how many times did you go out of the police station before they gave you?
Oh, no, before nothing that.
Nothing?
The last time, when the robber get caught, now I go bail out. After that, I would highly little something. I don't want to go out. But some people call you, I mean, they favor doing the stupid shit, you know what I'm saying?
So you just, basically, you were trying to make money.
Yeah, try to make a little money, your life was better. But you just got coming here, you got anything.
So the person that got kidnapped, he was a Flying Dragon member?
No, that's with a dragon spot.
Oh, okay.
Other spot opens, that dragon open. Well, I know him. Boy, here, my people go beat a hand out. I gotta go pick it up. I said, call me, yo, I'll give you face and let him go. You gotta pick it up. That's how I pick it up a bit. I gotta pick it up. I let him go. I go, yo, get out of here.
Okay.
So, I don't know. That sounds like a lot, man.
That's a lot, man. That's what I feel. Only thing, I do that, I know I'm guilty. But I feel sorry for my kids, my wife. That all go out. That's good. I'm going to go out. I need my pop. Your pop, but this, I'm feeling too. Now, my kids ain't anything. He go to school, to here. No father. They look like a girl, no father.
His bag get picked up.
Oh, go, go. Fuku, you're Sun Yang. Sun Yang.
Dang Wuchi. Dang Wuchi.
Dang Wuchi. Oh, Losan Wuchi.
We'll edit it out. So, how did you grow up in China then? As when you were young, were you poor? Were you rich?
Well, I'll be saying that, all right. My father, the farmer, the little
bit business. Your father
was a farmer? Yeah, the little bit business, a bit there. But right now, my father, about 95 years old, okay. Oh, my home is a little bit long.
So my grandpa and my grandma, you know, they own like huge tea fields in China, in the mountains. And that's where I grew up as well. I grew up in the mountains.
Why did you want to come to America then?
People thought America live it good, man.
How is your relationship like with your father?
No. I mean, my father good. My father good. I respect it. But my father own road. He be there, like he got Christian. That be the pastor long times.
About 27 years
of story. He been doing at least 65 years.
60, right? 65 years.
65 years? Yeah, at least.
So he's been a pastor for at least 65 years.
Your father.
Yeah, right now, be China, slowly he want to teach you. The God bless you, healthy, real healthy.
Was he?
But to be Chinese, the pastor, no get paid. You understand, he 27 years old, he stole it. But me, you know, do a set. Like a Saturday night, Sunday morning. That's only every week, 2 days. But you don't get paid. Chinese before poor, no get paid.
So your father was a farmer and a pastor.
A pastor, and that's what the work get taken a little bit. But it's good, God bless you. The farmer, you get everything, go out, we are good. That's what God bless you, you go see that. That's why I come to that country. My father say, I thought the robber, what? He not believe it.
How did you get involved? So. If your father's a pastor,
that's the goal. With that, be there. You don't know anything.
Involved with all this criminal stuff.
You could go to outside. That you know English. You speak that order. You understand anything. You thought that's good, regular. You go make money. All right, I make it. You pay for it. That's it.
What I'm wondering is, when you were growing up in China and stuff, were you always like, you know, involved in like the street stuff?
Nah, never did.
Never did it?
Before I make it, I do some that the laundry stores, I open the shop. I do the inside, I do the job. I'm a carpentry, nice carpentry. I do 12 years, I open stores, I make good money. I can't do that, which is bad.
So before you came to America, you were not involved in any criminal
anything, life. Anything, no. Build Chinese record, we are killing. I'm a good guy, I'm a Christian, I go to churches.
Yeah? I'm sorry.
I go to church, the boss, the Chinese donation to church. The left hand, only the right hand. Right hand, no. That's because the boss, everybody goes to pray near the floor. That not here is a ticket to hit near the floor. Put the boss, everybody, you want a donation? I don't hear too. You're like, oh, my grandmother before, oh, New Year come. But Chinese, you know, like you get the grandkids, get the kids, get a rabbi. And like a dollar or something. But Chinese before poor, like 50 cents, $1, $2. Now I get $100, get the grand, get kids. I wear blush.
So you're 61. Basically, when you were growing up in China, like you said, you respect your father, but you wanted your own life, did you?
That's good. That's an own life. I be poor, though we are good. You know, me, I married his wife. I got Ma. Me, we are married. Before that hang, I got two baby. All 6 months, Chinese, the medical no good or lost.
So my mom had two miscarriages before me.
I lost the baby. The first time I was happy. That's me young. Don't worry about it. Now, the second one is gone. I said, yo, man, I got to have a son in my life. That's why you go out. You bring one out. That's why I do bad. I come to that country. So my uncle said, yo, you be trying to go, come here. Don't worry about it. You come American. That's so why I come American. That American is bad.
You came to America for basically you wanted a better life for your wife.
Yeah, that's like my father said. My father said, you use the good. Well, oh, you don't want to do your business no more. The business you lost. That means you go to America, maybe you go change your life. That's why I come to that country.
Yeah. Change your, so.
I come to change you. Now you go to inside. I owe a whole bunch of money. I said, I got to pay you. I got to make it fast money. That's why you do some robbery, that things to get fast. Now that's it. Then you know, you get faster money. The outside police look at you quick. Now I'm healthy, happy. I'm going to change it. Now I can work at supermarket 6 days a week. I feel happy, I change you. But I feel people guilty. Life will not be like this. Not like a young kid. I don't want to go back. You that do something wrong, you can pay for it. And nothing will free.
Nothing in the world is free.
Yeah, that's what I pay all my time. I can't say, I only feel sorry for my son, my wife. And nothing nobody. My father, my brother could take care of it. I said, who will take care of my son, my wife? Nobody. They do it all. My wife go, whoa. He come here, no English too. He raised the kids so hard, man. But I be the inside, you go thinking. More time. Somebody said nothing to do. Every day, child sleep, eat, y'all. Thinking. Now you feel sorry now. They call the hall, oh, man. But sometimes, you know, you be young, you know how brings. So you lie down, you got time to think now. You feel sorry. Like we are saying, sometimes it's the phone, you don't want to call the phone. You don't ask people, say, kids need some help. What's your help? I help you anything. No, what's your go? Oh, that ain't not work. A new year, you need to buy something. You need to buy some shoes. What's your youth? I get nothing. That's what I feel saying.
And I guess since we started, you keep saying, like, you feel, like, ashamed.
Right, of course it's shame. Man. Yeah, life, how a good year, I lost everything. I lost my kids, I never share together. I bring my kids to go to the street, better stop by something. Every father need that. But I can't get it. My son can't get it. I lost all the good times.
You feel like?
I feel sorry.
Lost.
Yeah. That's what bad, man. That's what my wife, when he told him the truth, he pissed me off. I can't say anything. I did, I'm wrong. Right? That's what I told him. Sometimes he talk too much, man. But I can't say anything. But he did say.
You know, but I think you're a very strong person because I think most people do 29 years in prison. I mean, they come up fucked up in the head.
Well, a lot of brains. People take it, jaws all the other people take it 2 years of joy. I quit. My brother said, look at your face like a white boy. I said, you lost a lot of weight. that I think it wrong. But that time I could make money. I saw the joy inside. But you got to take a test, sign. Oh, that shit good. Look, look, look. But it will cut them more. Like a dog cut some words. But I had no food. No, but I no good. I quit. I don't want to do that no more. That's the way you want to go out, right? You got a little chance to go out. You got to take a healthy go out.
But I really, you know, in a way, some people might think it's like bullshit or whatever. But what you're saying to me is that, like, you're being very real right now because you were literally just trying to give a good life to your family. It was nothing personal. Whatever it is, everybody makes mistakes. Nobody's fucking perfect. But, you know, some people actually enjoy being a criminal. They enjoy hurting people. They enjoy, you know, doing what they do. From what I'm hearing from you, it's just business. You know, you
That's how people think. I go, I open the store. Man come and support me. He paid. I said, I got to pay everything for him.
Right.
So I thought that's good.
It wasn't about being a gangster. It wasn't about being, you know, cool. It was, I want to provide for my family.
Yeah, I tried to make it better.
I don't want to disappoint my father. I'm fucking here already. Whatever it fucking takes, I'm going to do it, right?
Yeah.
Whatever it fucking takes, you know? And that was my
That's what, yeah, goal. you bring the whole thing. If we think of the truth, but Chinese, you be China, oh, that's not law, not good. But you be here at America, everything free. And so you can do anything. That's going to bring different.
Yeah. So I think he's trying to get to, like, you know, how it all started for you and how did it, you know, become.
Like life better, that's it.
All you wanted to do was live life better.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's one time, right, he used to work a hard, you know, like restaurant job. And then at the restaurant job, you know, they get paid every, like, once a month.
This is New York?
New York.
Oh,
that's
what.
New York, Queens.
That's what it's bad. I come out American, second days I go to work.
So.
1992, I go to restaurant work. Now, Flushing Main Street, 38th Avenue.
Flushing I go to Main work. Street, 38th Avenue.
I pay $600.
A week or month?
2 weeks. 2 weeks go pay. Every day I work 13 hours. That's how I pay low.
Bi-weekly?
I come back. I live in my uncle live in Jamaica. Queens, Jamaica. I take a bus and sit down. I get robbed.
You got robbed.
I get robbed. They got 3 guns pulling my hands. So I got nothing to do. I got 3 hands that thought my hand. The bear, he's the same, the bear hit my hands. Now I got a little hurley in my neck. I go, my uncle said, how you coming late? I say, yo, uncle, I'll be outside the corner. I get robbed. My uncle never believe you.
So this happened in Jamaica, Queens?
Don't you feel like your uncle robbed you?
No. People robbing me, I can't be told my uncle.
His uncle didn't believe him.
He didn't believe me. I give up, okay. Now I was spending my uncle. My uncle didn't believe me. That's what making me mad. I didn't see anything.
Negative. He gambled or something, spent it on girls or some bullshit like that, but you got robbed.
But no, he said, why? I don't believe it. I told him, your uncle, outside the corner there, I give up.
But you got hurt though, right?
You hurt, all right. That kind of got a little bit, that's okay.
Was it like any blood?
They got a lot of blow, man.
And then he didn't believe you? That
that's the guy he didn't believe me, mate.
Oh, man.
That's the guy I go to war. I think we'll get another 2 weeks.
Do you still talk to your uncle? Or you?
I talk to him. I respect him.
Okay.
You know? His uncle, the Chinese respected it. The old man respect. That's how I told him.
But after that, not the same as before, maybe.
That's the guy that life would change me. That's why I come
that's
here.
That's what changed you.
That's the guy I work another 4 days. Yeah.
I'm going to put my phone on silent.
Yeah.
That's what changed my whole life. I like with angry. My uncle believe me. I work in 13 days every day.
Was your uncle involved in anything?
No. He never worked. He worked in. He opened a restaurant. He worked at a restaurant there. He good. That's good. I talk to my uncle. I used to look at my uncle. I went out. I go get a couple pieces. That's what I do. Some robbery story. That
so let me just break this down. So you came to America at first, you were doing, you know, legitimate stuff, working at restaurants.
Second day, go restaurant. Coming to America, second day, restaurant right away.
So you started, you know, trying to do something legitimate, but after a while, you know, I'm not getting paid enough. You know, this
that
is
not paid or not nothing.
No.
Well, I get robbed.
Yeah, he got robbed.
I only work it to 1 month, I go out. That's it. I ain't working no more.
So after basically first month in America, you're working your ass off at the restaurant. You get robbed. Your uncle doesn't believe you. After that, you're just like, fuck this shit.
That's good. I
fuck
I,
it.
I should get out of mass. That's why I was there 14 days. I got, he visited me $650. I asked my boy, give me $1,000. I get 2 pieces. I try to kill that guy.
So you got involved, you know, in the street activities after you got robbed. That was like a
breaking. That brain went out. My uncle believed me that you can't swat it. But you can't tell uncle, you can't hear him. That's why you uncle yourself. That's why after 2 weeks, I will get a piece of look at that guy. I can't find it. Now what you do, 2 pieces? You can't suck my uncle. My uncle good person. You can't put a piece in the house. That's how I went out.
You go out. Like a gun.
Yeah, the gun. That's why I went out. You get a bad ass drawing. That's it. The life will finish.
That's sad though. You know, the only person, the only relative that you have in America don't even believe you. And it's hard, you know, moving from another country to another. So moving from China to the US, it ain't easy.
You came from China to America. You were working for your uncle for 1 month, like you said. You got robbed. He didn't believe you. After that, you saw red, you know. Just,
yeah, the hair went out.
That's how you got involved in all that
but
stuff.
But no bullshit.
And at the end of the day, regardless of whatever happened, all you wanted was a better life. You just better wanted life. Money to take care of your wife. You just wanted money to, and especially, you said, you know, this is your first son. Your first son. And that must have meant a lot to you. So, I mean, that's...
My son born, I still in China. You know, I live in other city already.
Right.
But we're alone. And I called my father, I said, I want to come back. My father said, don't come back. That's a good horse that never come back. That's Chinese.
Why said. Did your father say, don't come back?
Yeah. Don't come back. He's a good man, go outside. But he will see a couple years, don't worry about it. But
why didn't your dad want to see you?
But he didn't want to see you go come back. Why? Go outside while you go American.
Why no more?
No, he wants to go to American good.
Oh, for he thinks better America's life. Better.
Yeah, yeah,
so
that time
know
I go
what's going on.
Yeah, that's why I go American. That's go bad. That's go life was bad. That time I come back, nothing happened. I patient, I make my own business back up.
You went back to China?
No, that's how before that time I go back to China.
Nothing.
I got my son, we're happy. I go back to own business.
Right.
So before I missed the 2 kids, that's what my brain went out. It gets you a holiday. I got my life when I have kids. What the fuck am I going to do all this shit for? That's what you pull out.
Why do they call you Master Lee?
Master Lee, that's what built me to be person. I play chess really good.
Oh.
Sometimes I play the gamble really good. That's why I call you Master. Don't fuck that dude. Master Lee, we're too good. That's why you're Master.
So you're good at chess and gambling.
Yeah. Chess, you get every person, but sometimes number one, somebody second.
What about you? How did you grow up? I mean, the first, like you said, you came to America when you were 7 or 8, and New York, Flushing, this is the first place.
No, this wasn't the first place.
Where did you come to first?
When I first came here, I landed in Jamaica, Queens. So I stayed in Jamaica, Queens for a year, and then I came to Flushing.
Did you know, you were not fluent in English, right?
No, man, I had to learn all that. I didn't know any of them.
What dialect of Chinese do you guys speak?
Wenzhouese.
How did you learn English? I mean, how?
I went to school as soon as I came here. They put me in elementary school. I was in elementary school in Jamaica for a year, and then I came over here. I went to PS 214 right over here on Union Street.
How did you get into music and DJing?
I always had a passion, man. Like, you know, in junior high school, I attended a boys club, and the boys club, they had this tech teacher, and the tech teacher teaches over there. And then that's when he taught the class about FL Studio. So then, you know, I've been using FL Studio ever since junior high school.
How did you deal with all of that? Like your dad being locked up, you know, I know that there's a, New York is a melting pot, but I mean, how did you deal with just feeling different?
It was hard. It was real hard growing up, man. I was going through a lot of tough times. And then, you know, my mom was real hard on me as well. She put a lot of pressure on me. To do better, to be better than everybody else, it wasn't easy. I was receiving a lot of pressure. And then, you know, our family didn't really have a lot of stuff, which motivated me to work a lot harder.
It was just you and your mom?
Yeah, that's right. Only me and my mom.
And how often, like, did you see your dad, like, behind bars? I mean, I guess, how often did you get to visit?
I would try to visit him every chance I get. But then, you know, when I was younger, I didn't really have a vehicle to drive, so I just had to tag along with other people.
Did you hate your dad a little bit?
No, never. I never hate my dad. Mm-hmm. Never that. Never. You know, everything panned out, man. We're all in, you know, good hands. Trust in the Lord.
You're Christian as well.
Yes. My whole family is Christian.
You feel like your religion gave you strength? I mean, do you feel like if you didn't have that, what do you think would have happened? I mean, is this something that kept you going or?
Well, I've always been going to church.
Even now?
No, man. Now I've been going to church a lot less because there was a incident that happened to me when I was like in junior high school. And then when I attended church, there was this class I was going to, like, every Fridays and Saturdays we'll go to that class. And then one time there was this huge, you know, other Asian student that was there. Actually, he wasn't a student. He was a teacher there. And then, you know, we're in the bathroom and he put his hands on me and he put me in a chokehold and shit.
So you...
And then, you know, he was picking on me. He was a motherfucking bully. So then, you know, that happened in church. I told the teacher about what happened and nothing got done. So I felt like, you know, when that happened in church, that should be a safe haven. And that happened. And I started going to church a lot less. I haven't gone to church for a while, actually. You know, that really changed me. The fact that nobody did anything about it. And this, you know, this is the house of the Lord. And nothing is being done.
Do you feel like some parts of Christianity are hypocritical and don't make sense?
Some of it, I'm going to be honest, some of it does, you know. But a lot, there's a lot of truth in Christianity as well.
So it's something that is important to you, but at the same time... Mm-hmm. I see. Were you bullied a lot growing up besides the church?
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of moments when I was growing up. Because, you know, when I was growing up, there was a Latimer Projects, like two blocks away from where I
Ladder, lived. I'm sorry.
Latimer Projects.
Latimer Projects.
Yeah.
Were you the only Asian person, like, living in your neighborhood, or?
There was a few, but, you know, Asians were very rare in my neighborhood.
So you grew up, like, not around a lot of Asian people?
I wouldn't say not a lot, but maybe, like, in the schools, there would be, like, 10, 20% Asians.
So people fucked with you because of the way you looked or whatever?
Yeah, definitely. There was a lot of moments like that.
How did you, like, deal with that?
It was hard to cope, like, you know, when situations are like that, but I felt like, you know, a lot of times I got angry, and then, you know, there was a lot of physical fights that broke out, or, you know, just not talking to that person anymore, or if they were friends, you know, there was a lot of moments like that, you know, you have good friends, and then...
Do you still... talk to any of the... I mean,
if I do bump into them, yeah.
But do you feel like you kind of gone your own way, I guess, since... Definitely. You're 31, you said, right?
32. 32. No, 33 now. 33. I'm tripping. 33.
Do you feel like there's... you had to leave, like, part of your life behind. Like, I guess, I mean, I know You said you have two children as well.
Yes.
When did, what age were you when you had your first child?
I had my first child, I was like 23.
23. And then the second one was?
Second one was like, what, 25? I was 25.
Did that change you, like having children or?
That definitely changed me. Having kids definitely changed my life, man. It turned my life around. It changed the way I thought. And then, you know, changed the way I behaved. It motivated me a whole lot more just for me to do more for my family. Now that I have kids myself, I feel like they were a really huge motivation for me to do a whole lot more. That's a big fact. I don't know what I would do without them.
Even now?
Yeah. I think about them every day, whatever I do.
And, you know, I don't mean to, you know, get too personal, but basically, you're not on speaking terms with your baby mom or wife, whatever it is right now, right?
That's correct. We had an argument. We had a falling out last time. And that was it.
You haven't...
This was actually recent, maybe like 2-3 months ago, but then, you know, we haven't stayed in contact after that.
So, you said she took one of the children, right?
She took the younger child, Charlotte, to Tampa.
And so right now you're only seeing one?
Claire in New York.
And I know you're a strong person, but... It's like fucked up, right? A little bit.
It definitely is, man. It's very hard. I want to see both of my kids together, you know? They're two sisters. Why even break them apart?
And since your dad came back home and everything, it's only been 1 year, right?
1 year.
That's not two grandkids to live it together, but 2 months.
I mean, last year my other kid came back, you know, so she was back for like half a year.
How did your life change a little bit after your dad came back? Or?
Oh, definitely. Definitely a huge change, you know, having him around. It's a great time. You know, catching up on things we missed out on.
Have you ever been locked up or charged with anything as well, or?
I've been locked up before, man. The first time I got locked up was when I was 17 years old. I got locked up for possession of a firearm.
Do you, well, I guess, do you feel like you had nobody to maybe talk to or turn to when you were younger, and maybe that's why you ended up, it's not similar, right? I mean, but you feel like you ended up turning into street stuff too, because you just didn't have, like you said, your mom is trying to take care of you. Money is tight. People are bullying you. You feel different. Maybe like a little bit alone. Like
there was definitely a lot of pressure from all of that. A lot of pressure.
And did you deal with that maybe by like
doing stuff that was, you know, really out of place, which, you know, I know I shouldn't have, you know, there was a lot of fucked up things that happened, but then, you know, it's like a lesson to be learned.
What did you learn?
I learned that, you know, there was a lot of remorse, a lot of regret.
Why?
Because, you know, it was just wrong. It wasn't the right thing.
Why do you feel like that now? Is it after your children? Or
yeah, after it? Just having a life, you know, I mean, just having kids, having a whole family. Just think about it, you know, this whole world, everybody's the same. So, you know,
you said you weren't angry at your dad, but then maybe were you fucking angry at the world? So it's like,
oh, definitely, I was angry at the world. Yeah, when I was younger,
anybody can get it.
Yeah. When I was younger, it was definitely like that. I was mad at the world. But then, you know, as I grew older and, you know, I had kids, I see how the world functions. And, you know, you just got to adapt, got to do better and not turn back and, you know, do the same things that you did, like the mistakes. You learn from your mistakes. You got to learn or you'll never change.
You know, the crazy thing is, I think that, like, in society, a lot of people just look at somebody with, like, a gun charge or some kind of, you know, violent charge or something, and they think, you know, automatically, you know, this person's fucking crazy. You know, they shouldn't be allowed to walk in public or whatnot. But I think people don't think about why they did what they did. You know, not everybody is blessed enough to have, you know, two parents. Not everyone is blessed enough to have money. Not everyone is blessed enough to have anybody to talk to. And when growing up, especially in America, you don't have these things, who do you turn to then? You know, who do you talk to? And I just think it's very misunderstood. Like your dad is saying, and like you're saying, it's not that I wanted to hurt anybody. It's not that I wanted to do anything wrong. But whether it's I didn't have any guidance or I was misled, I just didn't know what to do or where to turn to. And I had all this energy and I didn't fucking know what to do with it.
Well, back in school, right, like the schools had guidance counselors. You know, that did help, though. Talking to the guidance counselors in school. Because I feel like, you know, having that, you actually look forward to seeing your guidance counselor because, you know, they actually provide you with a lot of help, whatever you need, like they'll actually provide you with the help. That was actually one of the greatest things.
A guidance counselor. That's all, and that's like, you know, as great as that is, it's almost like sad, right?
Because it's sad because you don't have nobody that's close to you. You only seen somebody that's in school
to the point where you're looking forward to just being able to let your guard down and be your true self and talk about what's really on your mind without being judged, without being made fun of, without someone telling you you're wrong or this isn't good enough. Like, that's all you had. So I mean, I know, you know, maybe you don't feel good about the things that you've done, but it's also fucking bullshit. You know, people act like they're perfect, like they've never done anything wrong, and it's easy to sit there and judge somebody, you know. And
ain't nobody perfect, though. That's one thing.
The people forget that, you know, just because someone has gone to jail or got locked up, people make you feel like you're less. You're not worth as much as another human being when they don't know anything about your situation or what you're going through. And at the same time, they don't offer any help either.
Yeah.
You know, so it's fucking bullshit, you know. And I know, like, you're not the only person who's felt like that, like me included. Anybody who, or most people, unless you're a fucking psychopath, we're not like stone cold criminals. We just wanted better for ourselves and we just didn't know what to fucking do.
When we're younger, you know, everybody's made mistakes.
But I think it's very special that you and your dad also can talk about regrets and say, like, you know, I could have this better or that better, because you'd be surprised, man. Some people just don't give a fuck. They don't care. They're going to do it again and again and again and again. You know, that's all they, you know, have. So, I mean, it's amazing. And I think it's very special that you're still alive and he's still alive. And nobody's fucking crazy.
Great to have you around.
Well, man, I mean, what are some of the music projects that you got going or anything you're looking forward to? Or
still working on a lot of music, man. Like, right now, I'm just focused on, you know, trying to build. I'm actually working on a project right now. It's a dispensary in Queens. So, you know, I've been spending a lot of time in that.
Shout out to your, you know, Instagram or
DJ Spontaneous, @DJ_Spontaneous.
What's the best way that people can contact you or reach you?
You could contact me on IG.
Instagram is the best way. You do shows or...
I'll be hosting shows. I got Spontaneous Entertainment. We'll be doing a lot of shows.
Is there any other services you provide or any other...
I'm also a DJ. I'll be DJing.
Okay, well, is there... I don't know. I just want to say that everybody makes mistakes, but don't let it weigh you down. If you know better, do better. And we have someone who's locked up for 29 years. He still has hope. He's still happy. He still wants to do better. He's alive. Yeah. Same thing here. He's been through some fucked up shit.
I mean, I got my uncle here too. He did 28. If you want to introduce him, you know, put him in a little clip.
No.
Nah?
Everybody makes mistakes. Nobody's perfect. Don't lose hope. And whether you're black or Asian or white or whatever it is, you know, human beings are all the same. Just don't give up. That's a wrap, guys.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Yeah. I think we could do...